HBO Max will air first fictional depiction of October 7 attacks on Israel by Paul Bois on September 20, 2025. HBO Max will air the fictional depiction of the horrific October 7 attack on Israel, wherein the terrorist organization Hamas killed 1,200 people. The limited series, One Day in October, acquired by HBO, will depict the devastating attack based on real-life accounts and video footage shot by Hamas terrorists. Filmed on location in Israel, the series will debut on October 7 to commemorate the two-year anniversary. Producers of the series said it will chronicle seven emotionally gripping and artistically interwoven narratives of love, courage, sacrifice and survival. From families torn apart to moments of hope emerging in the face of unspeakable tragedy to incredible bravery against the odds, each episode reveals the human cost and resilience born out of chaos, the creative team said. The series portrays the victims' and survivors' experiences of that day and is brought to life by a distinguished cast and acclaimed creative team. Fernando Su, president of Fox Entertainment Studios, said the team approached this series with the utmost care. The tragic events on October 7 had a profound impact on all of us. From the very beginning, we approached this series with the utmost care, sensitivity and urgency to ensure that the stories were told with authenticity and respect and paying homage to the victims and the heroic survivors. He said, adding the team has truly created compelling storytelling that we are proud to showcase. The New York-based production company Sparksco and Israel Soa Films produced the film in conjunction with Fox Entertainment Studios and Yes TV. For me, film and television have always been more than entertainment, they are a way to bear witness. These are stories of ordinary people facing extraordinary moments, said Sparksco founder Daniel Finkelman. In a time when truth is fragile, the most powerful thing we can do is to appeal to humanity itself. My hope is that these stories will open hearts and spark meaningful conversation. As Breitbart News reported last week, more than 1,000 Hollywood celebrities and international film industry insiders pledged to boycott the Israeli film industry due to the war in Gaza. The large number of members of the film industry from Europe, the UK, and the USA signed onto a pledge by a group calling itself Film Workers for Palestine, FWFP, said the report. FWFP claims it rates Israel's film industry for complicity in what it falsely claims is a genocide in Gaza and looks for examples including whitewashing or justifying genocide and apartheid, and/or partnering with the government committing them, it added. Signers to the pledge include Yorgos Lanthimos, Ava DuVernay, Adam McKay, Boots Riley, Emma Seligman, Joshua Oppenheimer, and Mike Lee, and actors including Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, A.O. Avery, Lily Gladstone, Mark Ruffalo, Hannah Einbinder, Peter Sarsgaard, Amy Lou Wood, Papa Asu, Emma Seligman, Gail Garcia Bernal, Riz Ahmed, Melissa Barrera, Cynthia Nixon, Tilda Swinton, Javier Bardem, and Josh O'Connor. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.